trying to receive God's favor. You know, when somebody says, hey, will you do me a favor? Like if David goes, will you do me a favor? Will you go get me a drink? Or will you go do this? Or will you go do that? That's a small favor, right? But when we want God's favor, it's a different kind of favor. I looked up on the phone to see what favor means. It means approval, support of, liking for someone or something, kindness, approbation, approval or praise, admiration. We should want God's favor. If you are in God's favor, your life's going to be so much better. Amen? Our desires need to meet up with God. So if we're in God's favor, what He puts in our hearts and what our desires are should be together. So you're not asking stuff that's not bad for you. If God gave us everything that we asked for, we would be in such a terrible mess now, we wouldn't know what to do. We probably wouldn't be at church. You'd want to turn away and forget everything. But if you're in God's favor, He will help you through it all. Now, you say, well, okay, how do you get in God's favor? Well, you're going to have a relationship with Him. And that's an intimate relationship with the Lord. And I'm going to read some scriptures here in a minute. But even as little as Isabella is, she wants my approval. She wants my favor. Why? Because she loves me. She gets upset if I'm upset at her or if I spank her. It breaks her heart. But she wants to come back and get it right with me because she wants my favor. God wants to be your favor. When you are in God's favor, your yearnings and your desires and the things that you seek for in life are going to line up together. But like I was talking to Tyler, I didn't even recognize him. He's gotten so skinny, but he came to the door and I thought it was the DirecTV guy. I was so glad to see him. I hugged him, but it wasn't the DirecTV guy. And he goes, Grandma, Grandma, and just broke down crying. He goes, my marriage is over. And just tears flowing and hysterical crying. You know, it breaks my heart. Breaks your heart when anybody hurts. If you love them, you hurt. And so I let him talk and stuff, and God just kept saying, bring me up, bring me up. I kept saying, Tyler, you've done your life the way you wanted to. Now it's time to give God first. Let God be in your life, or you're going to be a screw-up the rest of your life. And it's sad. They have two little children, seem to be six and
one.
Yeah. And it just breaks my heart to see people break up. Had Tyler been in God's favor and his wife in God's favor, he probably wouldn't have gotten to divorce. And it still may not be divorced. I hope not. But let's read some scripture. Psalms 35. See what God has to say. For His anger is but for a moment, His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but what comes in the morning, Cindy? Joy comes in the morning, though. The weeping may be at night, but joy comes in the morning. I can't tell you how many times that Dave and I might have gotten into an argument, and I'm so mad at him that night. You're not supposed to be mad, but I just won't say nothing. And I think, boy, I'm going to carry this on for a few days, boy. And I wake up in the morning, I'm not mad at him. I go, come on, God, let me be mad a little while. But, you know, you don't need to be angry with anybody like that. So, because joy comes in the morning. Amen? Psalms 84:11. It talks about favor a lot in the Bible. If you're in God's favor, you've got it made. And by that, I'm not saying you're not going to have nothing happen to you. For the Lord God is a sun up here in the clouds and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You. All you have to do is trust in Him. Be in His favor. Be in His favor. That's all that He wants. I've got one more scripture here. I'm so happy. 40. 28. Okay. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. Who in here today is weak? You've just been fighting, you're just weak. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, Didi. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Ruth, you will walk and not faint.
Amen.
Because God renews our strength. Amen. It's so easy. We do so many hard things. And so you can't do life by yourself. Whatever you have in your mind, okay, this is what we need to do, you better have God's okay on it. You better pray about it. You better know that your desires and God's is the same. God's not going to tell you and your spouse two different things. He's going to tell you one thing. Because why? Because y'all are one. You know, with Dave and I was talking today, we have gotten so far away from the family stuff. And I think it's going to be a new rule. Kim's going over it. But we're going to start eating family dinner together at the table. Usually we have the TV on. Usually we're just grabbing our plates and watching a game show. I love Wheel of Fortune because it always played on in that house, I guess. But, you know, the family goals are falling apart. They're away. There was a 12-year-old girl. I don't know if you saw her. The pictures of her. She's beautiful. Little skinny girl. She was a cheerleader. She was bullied and bullied and bullied. And she committed suicide at 12. I'm telling you, if you don't raise your kids the way you're supposed to, somebody else will.
Amen.
The world will tell them, and it will be terrible.
Yeah.
We've got to be there for our kids. Even if your kids are old, like mine. Well, yeah, you're old, but you're not older than Greg or Rayanne. You know, they still love to get that approval from you. They still want to be able to depend on you. So Jane and Rachel and Lexis, and sometimes it seems like mom or granddad's too hard on you, it's because they love you. When you show them discipline, that means love.
Amen.
It doesn't seem like it, but that's how God does us, and we have to do our own kids like that.
Amen.
I'm telling you, people are mean. Just like Eden was saying, they were mean to her, they were bullying her at her place that she went, and she needs help. And it's not right.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't know what kind of day somebody else had, but if you're in that probation, you need to be professional, I believe.
I told him that I'm authority, everybody else is, because that's what your profession is.
That's medication.
Medication management.
Right. Now, I'm going to need more medicine after I left your office. But you need to seek favor. And here's a prayer that I'm going to read, and then I'm going to pray it for each of y'all. It says, Dear Lord, I seek favor in your eyes, O Lord, throughout this day. Help me find what I yearn for, as long as it pleases you. This I ask in Jesus Christ. Amen. See, that's what we have to do. Help me find what I yearn for, as long as it pleases you. Don't let me be praying for something that I know is not good for me. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You're going to destroy yourself. You know, and I know a while ago I was talking about Kelly. Bless her heart. She just gets on your nerves sometimes. But, you know, we shouldn't laugh at her.
No.
She can't help it that her brain's not right. But we just pray she gets the right help. And she's never at peace. Never is that child at peace. She always wants to move and stuff. And I just
can't.
Yeah, and I just pray that somewhere in her mind that she can know that we love her and that God loves her and that God will finally work this out for that child.
Amen.
I mean, it's just, it's terrible. We shouldn't laugh at people.
Part of it is, she does have a bullheadedness, though.
Yeah, she does.
Maybe because of the brain damage she has, Because her sister says she does have brain damage, and we all can see it.
She absolutely does have brain damage.
She does.
But she does need that evaluation, and she's been needing
it. And I'm hoping that this is what it took.
And you can't force them to do it.
No, now, I cannot change somebody. I can't change Barbara. I can't change David. God knows I've tried for 30-something years. But you can't change anybody. Only God can change them. What you can allow to happen is God change your heart. You do better. You be kind. You be nice.
Amen.
You know, David and I have started this thing. I don't know if you've even noticed it, but I've been telling him, you know, thank you for going to work. I really appreciate that. Thank you for going to work. And he'll tell me, oh, the house looks clean today. And of course, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, what? He thinks the house looks dirty all the time? But no, he starts seeing things to compliment me. And that's important. You know, the man came in one day, I know you probably saw this on Facebook, and he goes, why, how come it is when you're home all day long, this house still looks this way? And she goes, why is it you sit at work all day long, we're not rich? You know? We have to start loving one another, appreciate what you have, be in God's favor. It's going to help you.
Amen.
It's going to strengthen you. He will give the weak strength. That's what I pray for, is strength.
Amen.
Kimmy and I are praying constantly. Kimmy and I are like a team, tag team. We got the kids. I get her in the truck, we get the wheelchair going, and Isabella or Eileen wants to push her, and I'm going to get out of the way and hold on to us and blah, blah, and we go on, and I'm just going, oh, dear Jesus. And the kids think we're going to start praying again, but that's just how it is. The kids know that you're going to start praying if you need it. Isabella prayed the other day. That's where it comes. It's got to come from within. You've got to show people that you love God. And they can see you and see, hey, she's got something I want. You know? So we've got to be in God's favor. So if you're here today, we're not going to pray now because David will have an altar call. Unless you just desperately need it, which we all probably do. But if you find favor, help my desires be what you want, Father. Every day you need to praise God. You need to wake up praying to Him. Ask Him, what is it I can do? I'm in a wheelchair, or I'm stuck in a nursing home, or I'm here, or I'm bad, or I'm shy. What can I do? What can I do for you today, God? What can I do? If we don't do that, you're in sin, I believe. We got to see what God wants us to do. We're here to serve Him and to serve others so they can get what we have. We have eternal life. We have eternal life. We're never going to die again after we die. We're not going to have any more problems. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be like Six Flags, Jane, every day. We're going to have so much fun. It's going to be great. We don't ever have to, ever, ever have to burn. Never burn. Never burn. And let me tell you, hell is real. So, I don't know if you've ever burned your hand on some of it or anything, but it hurts. All those babies and the cars left and stuff. And people are trying to figure out ways to help remind parents that their baby's in the car. That's how the devil has us so distracted on everything else than what we're supposed to. Because people get so distracted and so focused and so in a hurry, you forget your baby's in the car. Now, this is terrible times, people, and it's only going to get worse. So if we're right with God, then we can help others, right? That's what we're here for.
Amen.
So I'm going to read this prayer one more time, and if y'all will accept that prayer for yourself. But I want to be in God's favor. Not only are you in God's favor, you get blessed a ton more. And that's what's fun, is getting blessed. Someone tells you how cool you are, how much they love you. That's fun, getting blessed. It's fun. Okay, dear Father, I seek favor in your eyes, O Lord, throughout this day. Help me find what I yearn for as long as it pleases you. This I ask through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you very much.